Well, today is the solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. It is the first Friday of the month. This entire month of June is dedicated to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. So what a beautiful way to really begin this month by focusing our attention on the Sacred Heart of Christ. And we know in Sacred Scripture that Jesus says, "Learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart." So the Lord wants us to go to his heart as the school for sanctity, as the university of spirituality, to learn from his sacred heart, which is so meek and so humble that we should always try as best we can to imitate the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. We know that the Sacred Heart was formed under the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Mary's Immaculate Heart, which we celebrate tomorrow, which will be the 9 o'clock Mass in the morning at the new church. But Jesus being in Mary's womb, the Sacred Heart of Jesus was formed in Mary's womb. And so the two hearts, they say, of Jesus and Mary beat very closely together. And then we know in Sacred Scripture that at the Last Supper, St. John the Apostle was right next to the heart of Christ. In fact, it says he placed his head upon Jesus' chest, and I'm sure listened to the beating of his sacred heart. Then at Calvary, Jesus' heart was pierced and outflowed blood and water. And that, of course, represents, as today's Mass will say, the wellspring of the sacraments, all flowed from the side of Christ. And I came across a very nice article that gives a sort of an overview of the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Christ. And let me just share with you this, because I think it is just a very beautiful summary of this devotion to the Sacred Heart. It tells us that this devotion dates back all the way to the early church. Yes, it's in Scripture, as I mentioned, but also we know that already by the 3rd century, that would be the 200s, the Christians in Rome were meditating upon the pierced side of Christ at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Of course, this would become the Divine Mercy Hour. But there's ancient writings that at the hour that Jesus died, at 3 o'clock, the Christians would pause and meditate upon the pierced heart of Christ. And that's all the way back in the 200s. And then, as time went by, devotion to the Sacred Heart was written about by many saints. St. Bernard in 1153, St. Clair of Assisi, 1231. Every time she passed the tabernacle, she greeted the Sacred Heart of Christ. And the great Father John Harden says we should never separate devotion to the Sacred Heart from devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. Is one and same devotion, because in the Blessed Sacrament beats the living heart of Christ. Also, you can read the writings of St. Francis de Sales, St. John Francis de Chantel, who had great devotion in the Visitation Order, which one day St. Margaret Mary would join. Of course, it was the great St. Margaret Mary who received the visions of the Lord and revealed his sacred heart to her at the convent Paray-le-Monial in France between 1673 and 1675. And Christ revealed his divine heart, which so passionately loved all humanity and each individual person that it no longer could withhold the flames of that burning love. That's why when the Lord appeared, you could see the Lord's heart. And St. Margaret Mary said it was on fire with burning love for each one of us. And he said that Jesus revealed that there were so many people ungrateful to him, that he had done so much for them, but he received so little thanks in return, so little gratitude in return. Jesus says, quote, "I feel it more deeply than all that I suffered in my passion, if only they would return love to me that I want to give to them. But they meet my longings with coldness and contempt." This was called the Great Revelation. This came in June of 1675. Jesus says, "Behold the heart which so loves mankind, but receives so little love back in return." So he asked for the establishment of the feast day of the Sacred Heart, and that many blessings would come to families if they consecrated themselves to the Sacred Heart and enthroned the Sacred Heart in their home. So I encourage you to do that, to get a statue or an image, a painting of the Sacred Heart, gather your family together, consecrate your family to the Sacred Heart of Christ. You can have a priest present, but it's not necessary. It's the family, the parents that consecrate the family to the Sacred Heart. Place the image in the living room or the dining room, some place of honor, and consecrate the family. Jesus says, "I promised abundant blessings upon all families that are consecrated to the Sacred Heart. I will establish peace in their families." He said he'll give abundant blessings to all those who honor the Sacred Heart. So I would encourage you, get a booklet on the Sacred Heart, look it up online, find out how to do the enthronement, and try to do it during this month of June to consecrate your family to the Sacred Heart of Christ.